Welcome to PDX Bluescast. Show number 2 is coming up. Hey, welcome back to PDX Bluescast. My name is Pat McDougall. I'm your host for this podcast, which celebrates the best of Portland blues, originating here from Portland, Oregon. And my God, it's a beautiful day here in Portland. It's the kind of day that fools people into moving here. If you know anything about Portland, you know that we have a reputation for being wet and rainy. Actually, just the way I like it. But a day like today, it's cold. It is cold. It's December, after all. But the sun is out. You can see Mount Hood. It's gorgeous. And this is just the kind of day that suckers people into moving here. And, you know, some of those people are blues artists. And they relocate here not just because they were fooled by a fair weather day, but because the blues scene here is vibrant and alive and creative, and there's just some great work going on here in the blues. This is show number 2 of PDX Bluescast, and I want to say a quick thank you to everybody who has listened so far. I'm having a lot of fun, and apparently some of you are also having fun listening. I'm getting a lot of very nice, positive feedback, and a lot of artists expressing their interest in being included, and that's providing, you know, the fodder for this show and shows beyond. So I just want to express my appreciation for everybody having nice things to say, which is great, and I hope to get many more shows together and give you guys something to listen to and enjoy. Now, I should say, well, the notes are just dying, but the music you heard there in the background, I failed to credit the musician last show, and so I want to rectify that now. That's Robbie Laws with a song called Salmon Street Rag, and Robbie, of course, is a Portland artist, and Salmon Street is a main drag downtown here, and so it's a fitting piece of theme music for the show. Now, Robbie is almost more prominently known for his electric guitar work, but he released an album of acoustic playing not too long ago called River City Blues, and that's what that song is from. In recognition of Robbie and his very kind permission for me to use his music in each show, I wanted to feature, first of all here, an electric tune of Robbie's, and I think we should just jump into that. This is called Night Train. In fact, it's called Taking the Night Train, which is from Robbie's CD of the same name. Here we go.
I was drinking Muscatel underneath the Thunderbird sky, waiting for the night train. I hope it don't pass me by. I'm on up the country, yeah, I'm gonna brave it. Gonna see both my buddies, Morgan and David. I'm gonna take the night train. I said, Lord, Lord, I'm gonna take the night train. Now give me 4 roses for my girl named Annie. She's so sweet, her lips taste like candy. She got a mean old pop, they call him Mad Dog. He eats you once, y'all, in a fall, Lord, Lord. I'm gonna take the night train. I said, Lord, Lord, I'm gonna take the night train. Thank you. my girl named Annie. She's so sweet, her lips taste like candy. She got a mean old pop, they call him Mad Dog. He hits you once, y'all, in a fall, Lord. I'm gonna take the day trip. I said, Lord, Lord. I was drinking Muscatel underneath the Thunderbird sky, waiting for the night train. I hope it don't pass me by. I'm on up a country, yeah, I'm gonna brave it. Gonna see both my buddies Morgan and David. I'm gonna take the night train. I said, Lord, Lord, I'm gonna take the night train. Night train. No, no. Night train right there. Yeah, I'll take that. Say what? Drone. Please. No, just give me the night train.
But I don't know why. Love you, baby, but I don't know why. Guess it's the way that you're satisfied. You can't come. tomorrow night and try it again.
That's Kinzel and Hyde. Stu Kinzel and Lynn Ann Hyde, as a matter of fact, a duo that's been playing around town here in Portland for quite some time. That is from their album called Oklahoma Credit Card, and the song is Busy Bootin' Too Many Drivers. That features Stu on vocals and guitar, of course, and then Lynn Ann Hyde on the harmonica. Now, she's a honer and Dorsey and a standout harmonica player, and there aren't a lot of female harmonica players out there. Lynn Ann does the job. Gender is an afterthought, really. She's also a gifted singer, and in fact, gee, wait a minute. She's a gifted accordion player, melodica player, harmonica. She does a lot. They're both, I have to, you know, boy, if I don't say this about everybody, I could get in trouble. But Lynn and Stu are awfully nice people, and they host a jam, at least one, maybe two jams around town. And so anyway, great stuff coming from them, and they've been on the scene for quite some time, putting out some great music. Prior to Lynn Ann and Stu, you heard Robbie Laws with Taking the Night Train from his Taking the Night Train CD. Robbie has released newer material. That just happens to be a favorite of mine. And, you know, it could be the organ solo by Tim Doyle. Or it could, of course, be Robbie's guitar playing and singing, but that's a great one. And the spoken word stuff at the end is cool too. Let's see. Moving on. Last week we featured a track by Bill Rhodes and the Party Kings, and talked about the fact that they won the Journey to Memphis competition here, and will be going to the International Blues Challenge in Memphis this coming February. Now, Bill's guitar player is a gentleman named Michael Osborne, and Mike spent a number of years on the road with John Lee Hooker. He's done a lot of work with the Ford Brothers. If I have my story even vaguely straight, he grew up in the same area as Robin Ford and his brothers, and so played with them quite a bit. Michael's one of my favorite guitar players. He's one of those blues guitarists who does not play the cliched, it's not a cliche, but the very common Fender Strat, instead plays a big-bodied Gibson, and has just a great tone. He's released more than one solo record. His most recent is called Touch Tone, and I'm going to play a song from Touch Tone, and interestingly enough, this song, in addition to featuring Michael's great playing, it also features Bill Rhodes on harmonica. So here we go with Baker's Shake by Michael Osborne.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Let's all take a breather here for a second. All right. Got your pulse down a little bit? Okay. That is the Strange Tones with the song Whole Lot of Nothing. And that's a pretty good indication of what it's like to see the Strange Tones and hear them live. This band is an experience, and the energy they bring to their performances is remarkable. That's Guitar Julie on vocals. The band is also composed of Andy Strange on the bass, J.D. Huge on the drums, and currently Suburban Slim, or Suburban Slim Wagner, Phil Wagner, on guitar. That recording is from their 2003 album, Stink Bomb, and on that recording, it's actually Whit Draper on the second guitar. Whit is a fantastic player, both acoustic and electric, and I love his contributions to the Stink Bomb album. Whit moved on, and then the Strange Tones signed up Suburban Slim Wagner to replace him, and they have a new record out. I do not have it in my hands yet, but I plan to have it soon, and we'll include something from that in a future show. But I know that I've seen them on stage since Slim joined them, and they're just as dynamic and high energy as ever. Great band, and not just purely blues. They're mixing a bunch of influences. In fact, the Stink Bomb record has a parental advisory on it. It's a nothing sampled advisory and an indication that it's roots music. So look out for that. There's rockabilly in what they're doing. There's rock and roll. There's blues. There's everything. Gosh, before that, yes, we heard Michael Osborne with his song Baker Shake from his record Touchtone. That's a great one to pick up. If you like tasty guitar playing and you like it sprinkled with a little bit of tasty harmonica as well, courtesy of Bill Rhodes, that's one to look for. And also, the full band, Bill Rhodes and the Party Kings, that's Tom Zell on bass and Johnny Moore on drums, appears on some of those cuts. And so a great record all around. Now, I mentioned at the top of the show the thing about Portland and its blues scene attracting musicians here, and I think I mentioned that even in show number one, too. But now we have a couple examples of real-life examples of people who have left their homes to relocate to Oregon because of the great, supportive, vibrant, alive music scene here. And the first of those is a woman named Mary Flower, who has a wonderful touch on acoustic slide guitar, both Piedmont style, Delta Blues style, some great stuff. And she has a brand new recording out called Bywater Dance. This song is from that CD. This is called Last Kind Word Blues, Mary Flower.
The last kind word I heard my daddy say, Lord, the last kind word I heard my daddy say. If I die in the German war, I want you to send my body, send it to my mother-in-law. If I get killed, please don't bury my soul. Oh, just leave me out, let the buzzards eat me whole. When you see me coming, look across the rich man's field. I don't bring you flowers. Bring you cornmeal. I went to the depot. Sun. there'll be some walking done. And my mom told me just before she died, Lord, since the dawn, I thought you'd be so wise. With the Mississippi River, you know it's deep and wide, and I can't stand right here, see my baby from the other side. What you do to me, baby, it never gets out of me. I mean, I'll see you after I cross the deep blue sea.
Is the original Snake Boy, and yes, that's his name. That's from his CD called Playing with Fire. The song Traveling Riverside Blues. And can I tell you my Snake Boy story now? Can I tell you this story? I was helping run sound at an event that Snake Boy, where Snake Boy was going to play, and as it's my typical tendency to overthink things, so before he arrived, it got in my head. I thought, boy, when the original Snake Boy arrives, what do I say? What do I call him when I greet him? What do you call Snake? Hey, so. The moment arrived, and he walked in, and I went over to introduce myself, and I just did the best I could, and I said, "Hi there, Mr. Snake Boy," and he says to me, "My daddy's Mr. Snake Boy. I'm just Snake Boy." So I turned around and left him alone. No, actually, I loved that response, and he's a great guy. I'm going to say this about everybody, aren't I? Very down to earth and a great sense of humor. A great pleasure to talk to, which I've done on a few occasions. He is the winner of first place in a national slide guitar contest, and you can hear why in his playing. He relocated to Portland from Austin, Texas, and had one of the reasons, at least that he told me, was because of the heat in Austin. It was just too much for him. Had some colorful expressions for how it made him feel and how desperate he was to leave. So I'm glad he's in Portland. He's a great artist and really hypnotic at times to listen to. Prior to the original Snake Boy, you heard Mary Flower from her CD, Bywater Dance. Now, that's on Yellow Dog Records. And interestingly, back in the spring of this year, 2005, she went to New Orleans to record that record and got some guest contributions from interesting folks like John Cleary, Henry Butler on piano, Woody Mann, and others. And then, of course, Katrina happened, and the cool thing is that Yellow Dog Records is actually from sales of the album, they are making contributions to charities that help out musicians that were displaced and whose lives were affected by the hurricane. So that's pretty cool. Now, I think we're going to move on to our next track, which is by a gentleman called Walker T. Ryan. Now, Walker T. Ryan is from Eugene, so yeah, we're stretching the boundaries of the Portland metropolitan area a bit, but it's all here. It's all in the Northwest. And Walker is another, we're kind of doing an acoustic section of the show here. Walker is an artist who has been playing guitar for many years and even was a mentor to David Jacobs Strain, who you may have heard of. If you haven't, you'll probably hear him later on this show on a future installment. But this is from Walker T. Ryan's record, Underdog American Music, and this is the traditional song, Karina. But he just does such a nice, pretty, intimate version of this song. Here it is.
I got a bird to whistle. You know I got a bird to sing. I got a bird to whistle. Honey, got a bird to sing. Without Corina, well, my life don't mean a thing. I learned to love you, honey, before I called your name. Honey, before I called, baby, before I called your name. Corina, be my woman. Baby, let me be your man. baby, oh, my heart looks so. I said, baby, oh, my heart looks. Oh, baby, oh, my heart looks so. You're my rainbow over my shoulder. You're my silver, you're my gold. I got a bird to whistle. I got a bird to sing. I got a bird to whistle. You know I got a bird to sing. Without Corina, oh, my life don't mean a thing. Without Corina, oh, my life don't mean a thing.
Baby Left Me. That's from his record called Resting Place, which also, interestingly, is on Yellow Dog Records. Terry is a longtime Portland treasure here. He's a virtuoso of the acoustic guitar, and he's a great pleasure to listen to on the electric as well. He's released several albums, and virtually all of them are worth owning. It's just too much fun to listen to him tear it up on the guitar. That song just cooks, and it's always been one of my favorite blues songs, and to hear Terry interpret it is a great joy. That was actually recorded in Memphis with some very adept studio musicians there, and so if you are interested in more of that, that record is Resting Place. Go pick it up. Prior to that, we heard Rocket... sorry. We heard Walker T. Ryan from his record American Underdog Music, and that was the song Karina. Wasn't that beautiful? I should note, though, that that CD does a nice job of spanning a lot of different moods and feels and instrumentations. There's some neat stuff there. Some of it kind of dark, some of it more upbeat, some of it just real get down blues. And so the guy can play, and he can do a lot of different feels. You know, I think that wraps it up for this show number 2 of PDX Bluescast. Thank you very much for listening, and please stay subscribed. If you haven't subscribed yet, or if you don't know what I'm talking about, go to the website, www.pdxbluescast.com. Look along the right-hand side, and you'll see a bunch of links. One of them is What is Podcasting? And that's something you should check out if you don't know much about podcasting, but you're just enjoying the show. It's possible for you to use a program like iTunes, but there are others, to just subscribe to the show, and every time I release a new one, you will get it downloaded to your computer automatically, and it's pretty slick. It's pretty fun to do that way. Let's see. You can send me feedback, and I'd love to hear whatever you're thinking, feeling, enjoying about the show. You can post comments right on the homepage. It's a little blog kind of setup, so look for the links that say comments, and you can add one there. You can also send email to letters@pdxbluescast.com. And then if you like, you can also even leave me a voice message, which I can then play on the show. And the way to do that is to call 206-309-PDXB. That's 206-309-7392. And yes, for you Portland folks, it's long distance, but maybe not on your cell phones. Some cell phones have free long distance. And no, I'm not located in Washington. I'm here in Portland, but this service is up there in Washington. And so it's just kind of cool to be able to use, and that's what's going on there. I think I should wrap it up and get out of here. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to everybody who has sent me feedback and let me know they're enjoying the show. It means a lot to hear from you. Thanks to all the artists who have given me permission to use their music. I really, really appreciate it, and that way I can keep the show going. So come on back in a week. We'll have another big helping of Portland Blues for you. I look forward to talking with you then. All right, this is your host, Pat McDougall, and we'll see you soon. Keep the blues alive. Go out and hear some music.